12% of the entire fucking population. With numbers like that, what good does it do me to comply with those in uniform? I am shot at 12 years old for waving a toy gun you sell to me every Christmas. Wrestled to the ground for breaking up a fight because you suspect me of selling loose cigarettes. Put in an illegal chokehold because I dared to ask why. The whole incident filmed for my family to watch my death played out on primetime TV. The public anger assuaged by the assumption that justice has to eventually come. My death must mean something more than a footnote in media frenzy of our time. I am owed something for having been violated by a system sworn to protect me. My name is Trayvon Martin. My name is Tamir Rice. My daughter is Michael Brown. Your mother is Sean Bell. Your father, Yvette Smith. Eleanor Bumpus could have been any one of us. I am Amadou Diallo, and Eric Garner is all of us. This phenomenon is an invisible epidemic where the victims are forever silenced by state-sanctioned executions. We have to find the courage to speak for them. We must find the voice of resistance for ourselves, for our children, for our children's children. It is time to raise more than our eyebrows in protest. It is time to put our bodies where our hopes lie. This is not a moment to invoke the sweet by and by. Now is a moment for action. If there's any humanity left in you, get up, stand up, join a fucking protest, pick up a fucking pen, write, scream, wail, march, meet, gather, plan, strategize. It is time to find a way to make them listen. It is time to make the powers that be hear. They need to see we are no longer complicit. It's time to raise the roof on these motherfuckers. It is time we raise the roof on these motherfuckers so they know we are.